Welcome, beautiful souls. This is Serapis Light. Welcome to this 60 light body activation meditation. Before we get started, take care of everything as you would for any other meditation, which means make sure that it's quiet, make sure that you have around 20 minutes to yourself at least. Be in nature, sit on your bed, on your couch, having gone to the toilet, have a glass of water, all these different things. Make absolutely sure that no one, unless you're doing this meditation together with someone else and you are aligning each other's frequency, you're aligning your frequency with each other, do be alone and make sure that no one can reach you, no one can interrupt this process. This is really crucial. So with that said, before we get into the meditation itself, I will tell you what exactly it does, why it is unique as of right now on this planet, and what purpose it serves you on your journey towards realizing yourself as a spiritual being and as a spiritual servant slash master. So, through the process of ascension, through the process of increasing our frequency to remember who we are, opening our hearts, opening our minds, opening our entire being to the possibility of us being God or Goddess, if that resonates more with you. And with this meditation that I have formulated myself based on my own experience from 2018 to 2019, having sat in a dark retreat and experiencing these states of consciousness very, well, consciously and vividly. And it is all derived from my very own ascension, my very own light work, which is why it is unique, which is why it goes beyond the frequency of Atlantis, which means we never had access to such a frequency before, which also makes it unique in the human form, which is rather new. But let's say on Earth, in a somewhat humanoid form, that is better and more accurate. Speaking of Atlantis, we did not have access to anything beyond a good five-dimensional consciousness. By good, I mean mid-tier. It's called 5.5D. 6D was not a reality on Earth. And as such, this meditation and activation is very intense. Depending on where you are on your journey, it may take you 6 months to truly integrate this. For those who are already well on their way and who are generally speaking younger, because the younger generations, every generation incarnates with its own templates, and they bring something unique to Earth that is then unraveling as they grow into their existence and become more conscious of themselves through themselves. These activations permeate the frequency band of the planet, and the older you are, the more likely it is that you're a bit stuck in old energies, you're a bit more dealing with karma, you're a bit more dealing with trauma. That is more like scar tissue is older, it has been there for a while. And as such, for some of you, you may integrate this within a few days to a week, when if you're very advanced, and for others, it may even take a year. Either way, the point is that you take this seriously because this is your ascension. This is your spiritual experience on Earth as a human, and as you are about to find out, far beyond the human existence. And so, minute five, let us begin. Have having found a comfortable position, be that in the lotus, be that propped up against the wall, be that lying down, just make sure that you're conscious, that you're not falling asleep. We will first unify all our chakras, then use the sun, the solar portal of our planet, which is very unique to Earth, as well as the moon as its divine counterpart, to ascend our frequency into a six-dimensional realm and to experience that consciously, because the planet is already in 6D. That is its highest template. Humanity is not there yet. Humanity is lagging behind on their ascension. They have been since around 1998. And so we have a lot of catching up to do. Fortunately, it can be done very quickly. It also simply means you have to let go a lot. But all you have to let go of is the illusion that you are in control while you live in fear. It's the illusion that your ego is telling you, you got this and you're in charge and you this and you that. No, you're not in charge. Spirit is in charge. Your soul is in charge. You chose to come here as a soul to fulfill a divine purpose, whichever that is imprinted in your DNA. We are about to unlock that. So that is honestly the main purpose of this meditation, is to access your divine soul blueprint, which is stored and encoded in your DNA. We are going to open that and decode it so that you can step into your Dharma, which simply means to live your soul mission, to walk as God, as Goddess on planet Earth, to be all that you truly are and to let go of all that you are not. So let us begin. Take a few breaths in and out deeply. So, focus, if you're not familiar with the chakra system, I will simply walk you through it. Ideally, you already know at least a bit about it. Within your human body, and I mean that as in your physical existence, you have 7 chakras, almost 8 chakras. We will use the chakras that are below you, reaching into the earth, which are also still your chakras, but they are more ethereal. They are not part directly of your human body, or what you perceive to be a human body anyways. They are part of your aura. So we need to expand your consciousness into your aura first, which is very much a 4.5D consciousness. Then we will go through your heart, through your mind, through your crown, into fully 5D, to then eventually reach 6D, step by step. This is also like going to the kingdom of heaven, to speak a bit religious, even though it has nothing to do with religion, because religion itself is a block to spirituality. But this is obviously vocabulary, vernacular terminology that you may be familiar with. So I'm using it here. You're going to experience Christ consciousness, Buddhic consciousness. For the women listening to this, and truly for everyone, this is not only masculine energy. Christ consciousness is masculine consciousness. Buddha consciousness is equally feminine and masculine. Shiva Shakti. This is very important to understand. because the obvious manifestation of this energy will always be masculine. Masculine energy is outwardly directed. It is overt. It is obvious. Look at a man's genitals. They're pretty obvious. They're right there. It's all turned outside. A woman is turned inwardly. Extrovert, introvert. So feminine energy, just like the moon. The moon is not reflecting the light of the sun. It has its own light source. But obviously we've been told differently because we didn't know. And that has a lot to do with suppression. Opening up this suppression let us focus on unifying our chakras, which will enable us to densify our entire being into one singular ball of light and love, which then enables us to go beyond the human existence and to go beyond the current reality of Earth as it exists as a four-dimensional entity. It is 4D, it is 5D, it is 6D. 3D Earth no longer exists. Whatever you may believe. A lot of people talk about 3D still. It is dead. It doesn't exist anymore. Everything that is physical now is merely a thought. And so, focus on your root chakra. It is very closely located to where your anus is. Between your anus and your genitals, and at the very base of your spine, going a little bit behind the region of the anus, at the very base, the last vertebra of your spine. This is, as per Vedic tradition, known as Kundalini energy, where it begins. It is a bit can call it snake-shaped. It is winding. It is winding like vines. And we will go from the bottom to the top. We will go from the very roots. If you think of yourself as a tree, if you think of a tree and then think of yourself as a tree, we will become aware of our roots, where we draw our nutrients and water from, where we have a firm grounding in, hopefully, fertile soil. If not, we need to change that. Where we are protected and loved, going up to, speaking of our human existence, to our torso, to our heart, solar plexus, to our throat, to our third eye, to our mind, all the way to our crown, where our hair grows from. And then we will go beyond that. So let us begin at the very bottom, at the very base of our existence, which is also where our innermost fears lie, and they are condensed in. We are very much looking towards our lowest frequencies. These frequencies are also created in our own higher realm, speaking of our mind. Speaking of a closed heart, speaking of a closed throat, not speaking the truth, inverting the truth, lying, being lied to, and so on. Lying and cheating is the same thing. That's just a side note on that. But our fears are very much perceived in our below, in our nether regions. And so focus on your root chakra at the base of your spine. This is a red energy. It's a red color, earthly. And it connects us directly to Earth. When this chakra is out of alignment, we don't feel safe. We don't feel secure. We have a lot of money problems, for example, even though that is most of the third chakra. But it manifests as a lack of safety, as a lack of protection. We have constant anxiety, which means we cannot enjoy life because the basic desire for safety is not given. And so we will spin this chakra to the left. If you think about, well, simply spinning a ball or pearl, that's exactly what you're doing. You imagine this, you use your power of imagination. Imagination does not mean hallucination, it simply means to use visual imagery as a way to cast spells, as a way to perform magic, as a way to use power, as a way to change reality. We can also use the word manipulate reality. That is not inherently negative, it simply means to influence. We spin our root chakra. By doing that, we also reach down into earth, and we are using our auric field to reach down three chakras below our root chakra, which are very brown, also an earthly color. At the same time, green, we derive, like plants, we derive life from earth, which is why walking barefoot is very important, as much as you can. And these chakras are already spinning because they're a little bit out of our control, really. At the same time, all you have to do, just like with roots, you just connect with them. This is also like sewage. This is like releasing into the earth, which obviously when we go to the toilet, we do that. Even though it's all modern life, fancy and supposedly sterile and clean, we are very earthly creatures, and we give nutrients to the earth by going number one, going number two. And so, bringing all that up, imagine turning these three chakras below you into one. Like netting dough, for example, or turning three glasses of water into a bigger container to make it one. Then you bring that into your root chakra. It all becomes a red brownish color. Feel safe. Feel empowered. We'll get there. Chakra number three. Feel empowered by knowing that you are loved, by knowing, fourth chakra, that you are safely held, first chakra. And bring this up, if you're a woman, it's a bit more obvious, bring this up into your womb, base of your spine. You can imagine going this energy going through your vagina into your womb. As a man, it's the testicles, but it also truly lies within. So you simply have to use your intuition, perhaps use your navel as a point of reference. Move into the second chakra, the sexual chakra. This is an orange color. Can have different colors, but usually it is perceived to be orange, so let's go with that for now. Can be very rainbow as well, flickering, almost dancing. Dancing is a very sexual act, very much the second chakra. This is about pleasure, this is about joy. When you feel safe and secure, then you also feel safe and secure to enjoy yourself. And only then can you enjoy yourself. This is especially true for women, because they need to open up in order to feel, I mean, the sexually and otherwise in life, but especially sexual chakra. For a woman to enjoy herself, to receive joy and to experience pleasure, she needs to feel safe. That is the man's job, to provide protection and safety, but she can only receive that energy when she allows him to protect her, to make her feel safe. And so, joy and pleasure, enjoying life, this has nothing to do with hedonism and drugs and seeking different highs to compensate for all the lows without healing, without any consciousness. That is simply destroying yourself, because it becomes guilty pleasures, a term that should be very familiar, especially in Western culture. A lot of candy is marketed as such. There is no guilty pleasure. You either feel joy and pleasure or you feel guilt. So let us remove the shame and the guilt by spinning this chakra to the right. Everything that does not belong here has to leave. And so, we are ready now to move up into what is called the solar plexus, which is our very own light, source of light, our very own source of solar energy. And by feeling safe and secure, and by feeling joy for life, pleasure, life, second chakra, life is created here. A man gives his sacred seed to a woman for her, with her divine eggs, to then nourish the seed and eventually give birth to it. Life is created here. First chakra aligned and divine, second chakra aligned and divine, third chakra, solar plexus. Imagine this between, exactly in the middle between your navel and your heart. And by your heart, I don't mean your organ, which is more so on the left side. I mean right between your chest or your breasts, right in the middle, the very center of your being. This is the seed of your soul. Very much at the base where your ribs, your rib cage is coming together. That's where the solar plexus is. This is about power. This has a lot to do with money. This has a lot to do with control. Another word that is due to human karma, very misconstrued and misperceived. Control does not mean to exact tyranny on someone else or yourself. It means to have discipline. It means to have to control yourself, to have self-control, to not just be impulsively going with anything and everything that you feel or think. That is something that children do because they don't have control yet. Small children especially. A lot of adults never grow up. They are children, lost, confused, and afraid children trapped in a human body. Discipline and self-control will set you free. It is the number one antidote to losing your way and living in hedonism, the illusion of joy, which is really a very dark prison to be in. So, imagine your solar plexus, your third chakra. This is solar energy. What does solar energy look like? It is yellow, bright, white. But let's stick with yellow. Yellow, bright, bright yellow. Even neon yellow. Neon. And this is your own light source as far as solar energy is concerned. This is where it's stored. So that is why spending time in the sun is very important. It's why people who don't have much sun crave the sun and go on holidays and such. And so, first chakra, safety, security. Second chakra, joy, pleasure. Third chakra, power, control, discipline. Also, obedience, speaking of the military. And again, obedience does not mean to follow blindly. Obedience means to follow your heart, follow that which is right for you, and to also recognize there are other beings more powerful than you. And if you surrender to those beings, then you can learn from them. They will become your teacher. It takes a great deal of humility for the human ego. It's actually very ego-destroying. Because the ego doesn't exist beyond the third chakra. Once you get, and here we go, we move up into your heart, right between your chest, your breasts. Emerald green color. This is where your soul is. The heart is the secret, hidden in plain sight. The heart is the answer to everything. It is much more than just a chakra. The fourth chakra, heart chakra, is just a concept to work with, which we are using right now. And so, in your heart, you know who you are. This is where you find peace. You find love. You realize that you are love. You realize you can give love, and you realize you can receive love. Or in short, you simply are love. And this chakra we don't spin at all because it's already perfect. However, we close our hearts. We close our hearts. We all close our heart. Why? Because we're afraid. We're afraid to get hurt. We're afraid to hurt others. But the heart, your heart, is the centerpiece of your entire existence. So if you close your heart, you are killing yourself. So, no matter what happened to you, be it consciously perceived through relationships, or it may lie subconsciously, even somewhat unconsciously, even though that is not really a thing anymore these days, but it lies beneath your conscious awareness. This may be childhood trauma. This may be rooted in past lives at this point. Since 2016, 14 even, you had a huge opening as a collective, as humanity, towards remembering our past life karma. Whatever you do, the only way to truly be is with an open heart. So open your heart. No matter your fear, open your heart. All other chakras, your entire existence is dependent on it. This very meditation is dependent on it. Without your heart open, you are going to get sick. You are going to die. The whole point about ascension is that you don't get sick and you don't die. It is about being life. It is about consciously reincarnating. It's about mastering death by being life. You master death by serving life. You master hatred by serving love. You master the darkness by serving the light. And so, open your heart, emerald green color. Let the energies of your heart flow throughout your being. Let it reach everywhere. Now, with that done, the first, the second, the third, and the fourth chakra aligned, spinning, working, open, flowing, we will go towards the energies that are much more Atlantean, which is your throat. As a man, it's very simple. It's where your Adam's apple is, right below and right on it. And for a woman, her vocal cords, right the center of your throat. This is Atlantean energy. It is blue. It is a very distinct blue. More dark than bright, like the ocean blue. Or like the sky, but more so ocean blue. This is about speaking truth. This is about speaking with purpose. This is about meaning what you say and saying what you mean. The truth sets us all free. The truth destroys the lies that we all believe. We all have our own set of beliefs. And if you look at the word belief, there's lie in there. Belief stops existing when you start knowing. Gnosis, know thyself. The greatest gift you can make to yourself and to anyone and to those you love, humanity, animals, plants, earth, the entire universe, the greatest gift you can make is to know who you are, to speak your truth. Speak thy truth. Speak truthfully. Speak honorably. Measure your words. And with this chakra, you simply let it vibrate, just like your vocal cords. Let this chakra vibrate. And so, we move up again. First chakra aligned, safety, security. Second chakra aligned, pleasure, joy. Third chakra aligned, power, control, discipline. Fourth chakra aligned, love, compassion. Truly just love, because everything is love and comes from love and returns to love. Fifth chakra, truth. Communication, honor, we move from your throat, imagine going through and moving the energy, your chin, your mouth, the tip of your nose, further, right between your eyes and right above it where your eyebrows meet, right between your eyebrows. Ki Akash, Ki Chi, energy, Akash, 5 to 6 dimensional consciousness. Old ancient teachings from Lemuria, from Atlantis, from far beyond Earth. Move up a bit further to the middle of your forehead, between your eyes and your hairline. Or if you don't have hair, you know what I mean. This is your mind. Third eye chakra. Sight, light sight. Psychic abilities, psychic powers, reality creation, visualization, imagination. Open eyes save you from being blind. And see, now you can see safely, you can see with joy, you can see with power, you can see with love, and you can see with truth. 1 to 6. Just like the heart, all you do is open. You don't spin this. You open this chakra. Seeing the truth, creating reality, imagining power. And finally, we go further up to the very tip of your head, where the hair grows from, or where those men who lost that hair are indeed wearing a crown, the crown of their soul. Everyone's crown chakra, purple, spirituality, your own kingdom or queendom. This is your self as a divine being. So I always make the difference between the human ego is the little self that always believes to know everything. It's very insecure, very afraid, always tries to control everything and ends up destroying itself and others. This is your true self. This is a capitalized, what I capitalize as self, S-E-L-F. This is your true existence, your true identity, your true self. And here, with this very deep purple color, you realize that you are God, that you are Goddess. If that feels weird to you, then at least that you are a God or a Goddess. If you have religious beliefs, you will be blocked here. That's the whole point about religion, to block you from the truth, your divine nature. Religion is not your friend, never has been. It's a fearful externalization of your divinity. It is self-rejection, it's rejecting yourself as a divine being. And so, what we will do now. You simply wear a crown, by the way. You can spin this any way you like, whatever you feel like, but simply wear your own crown. Put it on your own head. This is not a crown made of thorns or any of that nonsense. This is simply, you can also imagine this as a golden crown, which brings us to Atlantis and ancient Egypt equally. Seven, the divine number seven, seven chakras. You feel safe, you feel joy, you feel power, you feel love. You are safe, you are joy, you are power, you are love, you are truth, you are sight, you are reality. You are wise, you are knowing. And seven crown, you are divine. Now we will collapse Or rather than collapse, we will simply merge and fuse all these seven individual aspects of yourself into one singular entity, into a unified chakra. This is where your human experience ends, which is why when a human has an awakening, true awakening, I should say, because there's many illusory awakenings very rampant on Earth right now. When a human truly awakens, the human existence ends. You cannot consider yourself a little helpless human while at the same time being God or Goddess. It is possible. And so now, imagine yourself being, you simply are, but visualize yourself being a ball of light and love. For the purpose of this meditation, light. Be light. And we will travel, speaking of telepathy and teleportation, Stargate traveling, we will travel as a ball of light to the moon, which seems a lot closer than the sun. It's not true, but so it is described currently. That's the human understanding. Moon is the feminine aspect. She is the goddess in the sky. She gifts us with the night, lets us rest, rejuvenates us. Cyclical nature, periodicity, up and down, high and low. If you're a man or if you're a woman, honor her, love her, thank her for her energy. And equally, the sun, the masculine aspect, the solar light. So both are a portal. Both are a portal. And we need to use these portals to get to 6D. We're already in 5D. I guess I forgot to mention that, but it's kind of obvious at this point. Open heart. Love. A fully open-hearted human is a fully five-dimensional human. We are now going into the sixth dimension, which is pure light. And so, moon feminine, sun masculine. We go through the portal of the moon first. We cleanse ourselves, we rejuvenate ourselves, we rest, we recover. We receive cooling, healing energy from her. And then, giving thanks to her for her being, for her services, for her nature, for all the gifts that she brings us, for the fertility, for everything. We then move to the sun, through the sun. You will not burn because you just received cooling, healing energy. Sun is very, very bright. Very light, very powerful, can also be very dark. The more we enlighten ourselves, the more we become aware of our own dark nature, the more we become aware of our own, what we as humans call evil. We are both, we are all. We are feminine and masculine. We are dark and we are light. We are good and we are bad. We are love and we are light. Those two are absolute equals. And they can only exist together with one another. And so the moon portal and the sun portal take us where? Back to Earth. It is 2024. We have had a shift to 6D. We have had a shift to a six-dimensional consciousness on Earth. This meditation in the past, I used to bring this beyond Earth. Even a year ago, I had to go beyond Earth with others to do this meditation. Now we can be on Earth because 6D Earth already exists. It's called Metatron. This may sound familiar. It describes a certain angel, angelic energy, archangel, but also describes a very particular sacred geometrical alignment and figure and constellation. And so, being on Earth as a six-dimensional being simply means to be God, to be goddess as a human, to be God as a man, to be goddess as a woman. Your six-dimensional self is who you truly are. This is your higher self. This is your highest self. There is, of course, consciousness that lies far beyond this still. Spirit is infinite. We are infinite. But to exist as a human on Earth, your six-dimensional existence is the final stage and phase of your ascension. There's nothing above it while you can still call yourself human, while you can still exist on Earth. Or a version of Earth, like I said, 4D Earth, Terra, 5D Earth, Gaia, 6D Earth, Metatron. And so, you exist already in your DNA, no matter your age, no matter your gender, no matter your nationality, all these different aspects of our human existence, it is in your DNA, your divine blueprint, your soul calling is in your DNA. Activate it, release it, allow it. It is encoded, we need to decode it. Something that's encrypted, like a lock that is locked, we have the key, we need to unlock it. You have the key. Only you can unlock your own divine potential. That is what you came here for. That is why you incarnated here. This may be a lot to take in, but I will repeat myself. It is summer 2024. It is time. High time for ascension, for realizing and remembering your divine spiritual nature. And so, with that, take a few minutes to, you can visualize your DNA strings opening up. Visualize your energy meridians being opened. The yogis call this nadis, an old way of saying chi, an old way of saying ki, a way of saying you are energy, pure energy. And let your energy meridians flow and open and carry energy everywhere. As you do that, you will realize that you always had the answers already. You always were spirit. You always were your soul. You came here to experience the illusion of separation, the illusion of feeling weak and insignificant and unloved, the illusion of being sick, the illusion of dying. They're all real, but they're not true. It's a reality that we chose. And so take 5 minutes, however long it takes, for you to really come back to your body. This is it. This is the activation. This is the meditation. It is done. If you follow through until here, this is a one-way ticket and cannot undo this, because there's only one way with ascension, and that is through, and that is up. We always become afraid when we are facing our innermost fears. However, that is the very essence of enlightening ourselves, of becoming aware. And so, enjoy your new consciousness, beautiful soul. Enjoy yourself. I'm going to stop this recording now, and you take the time that you need to fully come back to yourself. You are divine. You are also forever changed. Like I said before, this will take time to integrate. But spirit sees it fit and saw it fit that you received this transmission, this activation, because you have a very important mission here. Take your time. Don't rush yourself. Don't stress yourself. That is not your true nature. You are loved. You are love. And you are light. You are enlightened because you're light, and you are loved because you're love. Realize that. Meditate on that. Practice that. Be that. Make the choices that are necessary for you, for your heart. You don't owe anyone anything. You simply need to be who you truly are.